So who are we? Well, we're spiritual beings with the consciousness of love and light. When we embrace the vibration of love, our light shines brighter. The love that is our essence holds a charge of vibrational energy. We're taught that we're alone, isolated from the divinity by sin. But how can this be? How can we be separate from the divinity when the divinity lives within us? The divinity within being our third level of consciousness, the superconscious higher self. We feel separated from our higher self through the feelings of fear. And fear is a programmed response. Fear programs us to be blind, blind to our good, our opportunities, blind to intuitive leads, blind to inspired action. Fear lives within us, and that's the only place it has life, is within us. As humans, we perceive our enemies as outside ourselves. We perceive enemies as fellow humans. They are our enemies. While the truth is that the enemy is the fear within us. And the power of the fear misdirects us. Fear misdirects us to point the finger of enemy at our fellow human. Someone else is given the title of enemy, not us. We blame someone or something outside ourselves. While the true enemy is fear, and that enemy of fear is within. We're born here, whole and complete. We're born as love incarnate, as one with the divinity. We are love essence, babies without fearful thoughts. And then as we grow up, we soak up like a sponge the negative, painful conditioning and programming that convinces us that we're not worthy. We're not deserving. We're not even good enough to be happy. Not good enough to feel joy. Not good enough to live a happy life. And our mission here, living this human life, is to overcome that fear programming and come full circle back to the love that is our essence, reconnecting with the divinity within. We are the energetic spark of the love vibration of the divinity within. We're taught that we're made in the likeness of God. Our essence, our superconscious higher self, is the vibration of the divinity. That love of the greater consciousness is our essence. I believe our divine plan includes an immersion into this physical world, experiencing the duality of pain and suffering, as well as full-blown love of the highest order, way beyond physical love, that love of the highest order. And I also believe that continuing to suffer is optional. Optional. To fulfill the plan, we must ultimately overcome the world challenges of the illusion of fear to reconnect with the love that is our essence, the vibration of the essence of God. No more struggling. And from this state of being, this state of love of the greater consciousness, we draw to us our version of heaven on earth. And our heaven on earth is pure consciousness. It's sinking with the love that is our essence, that state of being where there is no worry, no anxiety or doubt, no fear. It's that space of joy, that space of oneness and wholeness, that feeling of being connected to pure consciousness while living in our human body. I believe that state of being is our heaven on earth, that euphoric state of bliss, that stage 5 of the game of life journey. And in this state, there is no want. There is no lack or limitation, for everything simply is at an accelerated vibration of energy, and through that vibration, Our deepest desires are created through an energetic spark of thought. And material things and experiences are made manifest as our physical reality, adding to our joy. And from this state of being, we transcend the fear of this physical world. We reunite with the love that is our essence, where there is no place for fear. And from this state of oneness, connected with the God power within, we're awake to our good. We're awake and aware in the energetic vibration of the superconscious higher self, where we are limitless, where we are one with infinite intelligence. And from this state, we achieve what feels like a new level of being, yet we really just come full circle and are once again one with God. And from this state of being, there is no fear, no pain of the past, no resentment, no anger, no overwhelm, no stress. Only love of the highest order. Love of the divinity. And when we think of pain of the past from this state, there's no pain. There's only an emotionless memory. For the love heals that pain. The love rewrites that neural pathway of belief and sets us free. This is a state of being that has wakened from the fear of this physical world. And from this state, you can see. Through the fear darkness of the physical world, you can see through a sense of peace from deep within, with clarity of thought. Our mindset holds a perception of our life. Outside influences program our perception based in fear, and we have the power to change that, to transform that fear to love and change the trajectory of our life. We have the power within us to change, to improve every area of our life. We change within, and our external experience changes. Because, again, the external reality we experience is a mirror of our internal vibration. So let's take a look at this power within. Let's look at how subjective your body is. So let's begin with the basics. When you close your eyes and think of an experience that's uncomfortable, the pain of it replaying over and over again in your mind, that thought, coupled with the emotion, releases chemicals in your body. And as a result, your human body believes that experience is happening right now, even though what happened may have been years ago. And I know you've done that. Everybody has done that. Your body is feeling all the painful emotions. And yep, with your eyes closed, that experience is no longer an event of the past. It's happening right now. In this present moment, your body can feel it. And you can cause a panic attack with thought alone. There's scientific proof of that. A thought alone. And since this is a true statement, would you agree that when you're sitting with your eyes closed and you're focusing your attention on what you want your life to be, thinking the thoughts you want to experience, feeling the emotions of how happy you would feel to be, do, or have what you're thinking of, truly immersing yourself in that feeling, in those emotions, well, your brain believes that this is happening right now. Your body is feeling it because, just like in the painful scenario, the brain is now releasing euphoric chemicals in the body and you feel it. Every flutter of joy, every ripple of happiness. Your face is smiling. You feel that rush of being, doing, or having what you're thinking of as if it's happening right now. And as far as your body knows, what you're thinking of really is happening right now in this present moment. So, if you focused on this feeling, this joy, if you focused your attention on this more often throughout your day than you thought or felt what you don't like about your life, what would happen? The dominant feelings would win, right? Your dominant feelings of joy would replace the feelings of not good enough and limited, and as a result, the blessings would flow to you like a swollen river. This is the reality, the truth of the power within you, manifesting your life experiences through the vibration of your thoughts, what you believe, what you feel to be true. Your thoughts setting an intention, whether consciously or subconsciously, and your emotions creating a magnetic vacuum, magnetizing to you the experience you broadcast out into your field of potentiality. Consciously choosing to use the power within you through the love vibration creates your new life.